Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hip-hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
Okay, you hit us on the gram all the time. TikTok all the time. Kid from Gambia through the UK, via the UK. His name is, I think, Junior Choi. That's what it looked like.
That's what it feel like for sure.
To the moon. Fill up the tingle.
Gambia in the building.
Shout out to Africa.
Or is it Gambia? Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Laura never loses. Izzy. Next.
Pull up the tingle and turn up.
Pull up the tingle and turn up.
Pull up the tingle and turn up.
Had to look up the lyrics just now.
So far, yeah.
You know, when you go on Apple Music, you could just hit a song, and then they got a lyric button, and you just hit it, and it just show you all the lyrics.
Mm.
Right there. And then they got it so, like, while the song plays, the lyrics go with the song at the same damn time.
Honestly, that's fire.
It is.
Fire.
Like, you could really do karaoke.
I know.
Straight up.
At the cribbo.
Just off your iPhone.
Or on your phone. Like, if you just bored and you like with your friend, you could just hit the Apple Music and then the lyrics run with the song and you could just be like, hey.
Hey. Yo, that song is a vibe, though. Like, I didn't know he was song. From Gambia.
Yeah, he's from Gambia.
Junior Choi?
Yeah, Junior Choi via the UK. They say he's a model or something. So, yeah, getting it. Pull up the tingle and turn up.
And as Laura said, that's the Bruno Mars sample, which I didn't know.
Yeah, and then Laura reminded us of that, put us on.
The little thing is tight.
That's baby fine. Girl so fine, might give her the wood.
And give her the wood. And is he saying pull up the thing, Montana?
Pull up the thing, pull up the ting.
The ting.
Gonna turn up. Gonna pull up the ting, gonna turn up.
And that's what it says.
Yeah, that's what it says. Pull up the ting, gonna turn up. See?
Nice. All right. I got to sing along.
What did you think it was saying?
I had the lyrics on YouTube when my sons were playing it, and it kept reading as, pull up the thing, Montana. Pull up the thing, Montana.
Oh, as if Montana was like a DJ, and it was like telling him to pull it up.
Yeah, so I thought that's what it was, but...
This says, pull up the thing, going turn up, which makes...
I like that better.
More sense.
Facts.
Because who the hell is Montana?
That's what I'm saying.
Unless he was talking to French. Or even Joe Montana. Who knows?
Okay. Oh, my
God. Or the state.
He's shouting out Montana?
Yo, Montana was good.
Hey, good morning, everybody. We got Ariel and Warren joining the program for a little Laura Never Loses. What's happening, guys? Ariel, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning, Warren. Good morning, Ariel. Ariel, where are you headed this morning? Put us on to your whole movement.
I'm on my way to work.
And what do you do?
I'm upstate. I'm a teacher.
Shout to the teachers. What town upstate?
I live in Newburgh.
Newburgh. Yo, we got a lot of listeners in Newburgh. How are things in Newburgh?
We're all right.
All right. Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. Okay. All right.
Right.
All right. I mean. Warren, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
We are phenomenal. And you, sir, what are you doing this morning? Where are you going?
Heading to work.
All right.
A lab manager for construction.
There it is. Shout out to the lab managers, wherever you are. You know what I'm saying? Keep managing.
Yes, sir.
Now, Ariel, who you want to represent you today? Me or Laura Stouse for the game that lives up to his name?
I'm going to go going with the ladies. I'm going to go with Laura.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, man. 60 seconds on the clock. Shiny with the questions. Laura, what are we giving away?
We have a $100 gift card courtesy of the Ladies Who List Atlanta.
Ooh.
New episodes drop on Friday at 9, 8 Central on OWN.
Ooh. Yo, if you keep it locked to the show today, we got a lot of things to give away. I'm going to put y'all on, man. Keep it locked. 60 seconds on the clock. Shiny with the questions.
Question.
Let's play. Laura, never lose it.
All right. Here we go.
All right. Which actress's son?
Ebro.
Laura.
Ebro.
Oh, man. A sad story. Regina King.
Mm. Passed away from suicide at 26 this weekend.
Story.
That's a fact. Mm. In what year did Neil Armstrong become
Ebro? Was that 1969?
That is correct. Walked on the moon.
Yeah, that's what I was going
to
say, too.
All right. Who is claiming he wants to do final edits on Ebro?
That would be Kanye West on the documentary on Netflix or whatever.
That's a fact.
Yes.
Oh, man. What is the scientific word for kneecap?
Ebro.
Ebro.
That would be your...
Three.
Patella.
Two.
That is correct. Wow.
Okay.
All right. Megan Thee Stallion is going to be... Ooh. Laura.
Oh, no. I jumped in.
I know, because she was getting smoked, so you had to shoot your shot.
Megan Thee Stallion is... Gosh, I don't know. I could be in anything. God, I don't know. Drop the new song with Shinsia.
Incorrect.
No, damn, that was sad. That was a sad display.
God.
Yeah, that really, it was like a meltdown.
Yeah, that was sad.
I know.
Like, oh, man.
She was like,
why don't I love anybody? Somewhere deep down.
Megan Thee Stallion is going to be doing a Super Bowl commercial for what snack?
I know.
Young Snacks.
Oh, I just saw it. It's for Cheetos.
Ebro wins.
Yes. Oh. Dang, I got smoked today. Wow.
Flaming Hot Cheetos in the build. Yo,
yes.
Ariel. Yo.
Sorry.
Yo, whatever's going on in Newburgh, it ain't as bad as that L that Laura just took.
Oh, my God.
I mean.
Did I get one, Laura?
I did it.
Wow, she wrote. Ariel was like, yo, you didn't get one?
I never heard it.
Damn.
That's crazy. Yo,
sorry,
Lauren, we got $100 for you, fam.
$100 gift card, courtesy of Ladies Who List Atlanta.
I appreciate that.
Yo, that's
Thank
crazy.
You. I appreciate that, guys.
Yo, that's a great gift. Warren, hang on. Ariel, hold that L.
I got
What was that?
What the hell was that?
On the way, flashing lights, Laura Stiles.
Victory lap.
Coming up in a flashing lights report, Cardi B just got awarded a total of $3.8 million in a lawsuit. Break it down, coming up, flashing lights.
What? 97 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning.
Woo!
Hot 97.
Yo, what happened? That song's been ending like that for like 20 years, man. Caught me by surprise.
Because we need that last little acapella piece.
Baby. I felt like there was something.
It's supposed to have that extra Lauryn Hill part.
Oh, it didn't do it?
Nah, it had the chorus at the end, but there was one more little thing.
He's right, Sean. Since the dawn of time, it ends on the radio. I love them, baby.
Yeah, and they left that out.
No. No, what Rosenberg is saying is the way that ends is the radio version that we've had for
They've always left
forever.
That part.
On the album, there's an extra little.
Yeah.
I love him, baby.
Need that.
Anybody else want to sing the I love him, baby part before we proceed with the program?
Wow.
Rosenberg, ESPN's on Rosenberg. Before we get to the flashing lights, the Nets got trounced a little bit by the Lakers. My Lake Show last night came to town. Y'all know Lakers
Wait,
is my
your
team.
Your Lake
my,
Show beat your...
My local
your
team.
Nets?
My local team, yeah. My local team.
Oh, that's tough.
Yes. Which way were you going?
Lakers all day. We've discussed this, that when the Lakers play the Nets, I'm Lakers.
Lord.
But it was good to see what they calling your man's street clothes, Anthony Davis, last night.
Street clothes Anthony Davis?
Yeah, he was back. He was looking good for, you know, the time being. Yo, you know that LeBron James... and Anthony Davis have only played together in 27 of the last 90-something games.
Really?
That sounds right. Yeah.
And speaking of playing together, the Nets are falling apart. Harden's pissed. Is he staying? I don't know. KD's hurt. And Kyrie only plays part-time.
Yeah.
Does this ESPN's own Rosenberg, does this last? This might come apart.
It's starting to feel like if they don't somehow put it together this year, that might be it. Because the rumors are that Harden might want out.
He's going to Philly, they say, if he gets out.
Yeah, his boy Daryl Morey, who used to run the Rockets, runs the Sixers. Sixers are loaded up. They're also championship ready. So there's a possibility of that trade. He seems to be not so in on the Kyrie operation.
Well, and what does this say for Kyrie? If this opportunity, I mean, look, one of the greatest point guards we've ever seen physically, skill-wise, in the NBA. But what does this say? Every team Kyrie goes to implodes.
Yeah, I know. That's the weird thing, too, is, like, he's such a great player, and he's a likable dude. Like, even when you look at the vaccine thing, even if you're not on the same side as him, like, I'm not. Relative to a lot of other people, Kyrie really handled it pretty well. Like, he actually has stood for something that he believes in. He hasn't been disrespectful, tried to feed misinformation to people. But it's still frustrating to teammates that he's not there. They just want to win, and they don't want to be their part.
Well, and here's the other part. If you're a professional athlete that I talk about, you know, with people all the time, you look at a player like Kemba Walker, who wasted his best physical years on a team that never was going to get a chip when he played for the Charlotte Hornets. Now he gets to the Knicks, and he don't have, you know, they don't have the legs anymore. It's a wrap. And you see that with athletes. So you look at a Harden, you look at a KD. You know, KD got chips. Harden wants a chip. Is he going to waste more years waiting on this thing to get right?
I know, because the hard thing is they basically need all three of them to win the whole thing.
Yes.
And so that means KD, they'll get back in a month. And then once they get KD back, they have Kyrie part-time unless this rule changes. And that's all the way through the playoffs. So you get to a playoff series and you don't have Kyrie in your home games, that's tough to win a series.
Or God forbid, Harden's put in all these minutes on the floor all season, gets to the postseason, and it catches up to him.
Right, and he breaks down. So, it's not great. It's not great.
Well, we're going to talk some more sports later because I need ESPN's own Rosenberg to explain to me how steroid using super nice guy David Ortiz got into the Hall of Fame in Major League Baseball. I thought steroid use was like the whole reason you don't get in.
Whoa. Say that for congrats.
All right, well, hang on. Let's go flashing lights. Laura Stab.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Lauren Styles gonna do this all.
This was a very interesting story because we talked about this a couple years ago. But there was a YouTube personality named Tasha K, who at one point was, you know, spreading rumors about Cardi B, but. You know how we use the word allegedly when we report certain things? Because, you know, it's just being reported.
Right.
But she straight up was just saying horrible things about Cardi B as if they were true. I mean, just some of it was so disgusting. I'm like, it was just terrible. Prostitution allegations. Not even allegations. She was just saying that's what it was. STDs.
She didn't throw in the allegedly.
No. As far as, you know, talking about her daughter, culture.
Oh, wait.
Yeah. So she went in. Like, it was pretty disgusting. But, you know, at the time, Cardi B was going through postpartum depression. And she said that these rumors really affected her. That's when the stories were coming out where she was like, yo, I was almost suicidal at one point.
And Cardi, even before this, her second child, she had expressed when Culture was born how social media really affected her. I've heard her say it multiple times about how comments and things really affect her.
Right. So they were in court, and Tasha K has been ordered to pay Cardi B a total of $3.8 million in the defamation lawsuit.
So this, congratulations. This blogger got it like that?
No, but she's going to have to figure it out. They're going to garnish wages or do what they're going to do.
Wow.
But yeah, she secured $1 million for general damages, including pain and suffering.
Wow.
My neck and my back.
Yes, all of it. Additional coins for attorney fees, which was a little over $1.3 million, and another $1 million in damages.
Wow.
I mean, it just goes on and on. But this is a big thing, guys, because people feel like they can just go on social media on whatever platform that they have and disgusting people just spread really nasty rumors.
I never heard of this person. B, I never heard of the blog, but that ain't my world.
I didn't
C,
either.
Should we save this for?
Congratulations.
Yeah, kinda. Because, man.
Oof.
Good for Cardi, though.
That's your Flashing Lights report. The time is 7:02, a high of 27 degrees today. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Yo, Tiffany & Co., the high-end jewelry store, has signed a deal with Pharrell now. Didn't they do something with ASAP Ferg, and then they had Hov and B in a commercial?
Yeah.
Tiffany is owned by Louis Vuitton Moet Hennessy, right? LVMH, I believe. That's what this is. And I know Pharrell's done a deal with Louis. Yo, they throwing bags out to hip-hop. Well, all right.
Take it.
WQHD-FM, HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial-free.
Yeah.
Commercial-free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
New rule. Cast One can only play this song after 9 a.m. when I'm not paying attention anymore.
Damn.
Because I don't want to not play the song because clearly it's popular. I just don't want to play while I'm paying attention.
This is Rosenberg's favorite song.
Wow. Let me some
Big Lotto.
Well,
I like it too now.
Good.
See?
I got something for y'all.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So all that big willy talk, hop you playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
I don't think. Shawnee and I were just debating this story about a potential heart transplant recipient. 31-year-old in the hospital needs a heart transplant. He is next on the list. Okay. Or excuse me, was next on the list to get a heart transplant.
Nothing to worry about.
It's starting to circulate right now because anti-vax people are like, this is murderous. How dare you?
Mm.
He won't get the COVID-19 vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
It's against his principles. So they removed him from the heart transplant list.
Right. Foul.
And for that, you get...
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Why does he get the congratulations?
You're giving it to him.
I'm giving it to the guy that won't take the vaccine because he's against it, and now he's not getting a heart that he needs to live.
What state is this?
I believe it's in Boston.
I mean, it's his
Massachusetts
choice.
Massachusetts would be the state.
At the end, people want choice, right?
Well, you got a choice.
You got a choice. Yeah. You choose not to get it, and you
played
choose
yourself.
Now, for everybody out there, even before COVID, and I knew this from my dad who needed a kidney transplant, and I was just reading on it, too. I guess it's with all transplant, kidney, liver, heart.
Any organ.
Before COVID, if your vaccines wasn't up to the time and your body wasn't up to where it needed to be, they're not going to give you the organ.
Right. That's right.
Because your body may reject it. So even to get the transplant, okay, you have to take, they say, a lifetime of drugs. Like there's certain drugs you have to take to keep your body in order.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to take some medicine so that it basically shuts off your immune system. So when you get a transplant, you could die of a cold. You could die of the flu. Obviously, you could die of COVID-19. So they're like, yo, if you're not willing to do the stuff it takes to get a transplant.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Yeah, because at the end, they don't want to waste it. They don't want to waste the organ. That's the reality. They want to give it to somebody who is actually going to, you know, what I mean, it's going to work.
Right. And the thing is, it's his decision. So they presented him with it. He's like, this is not what I want to do. His family supports him and says, all right, it's his choice. It's his body. So why does he get a congrats? It's, he's like, I'll keep it pushing. My decisions are my own.
Well, because, yeah, your decision is your own. So get out the hospital bed. Why did we waste the ink on this story? And let's move on.
Well, did he put up resistance?
You played yourself.
Well, the hospital's still taking care of him, and his family's going to the media. Why is his family going to the media telling this story?
They want it to be out.
What's to be out? There's nothing to be out. It is what it is.
It's not a new thing. This has been going on, like, to Ebro's point forever. Just because now the vaccine is so, you know, it's so...
So you telling me you're willing to get a complicated surgery, somebody's heart that you don't know, get injected with all types of things, take all types of drugs for the rest of your life.
Talk about it.
But you won't get this vaccine.
Well, as we said behind the scenes, too, he can sue if any of that goes wrong for malpractice.
Congratulations.
Specific vaccine
you played yourself. Congratulations.
I don't think so,
Zero liability.
I don't think
congratulations.
So.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
He can't sue if anything goes wrong. I don't think so.
Well, it's still it, not
I'm done. File.
I'm done last talking thing. About it.
All right, Ebro, last, can I just get one word?
Yeah.
Last thing I'll say on this. File this under, it just ain't that deep, y'all. You're getting heart surgery. Let's handle
I think the only thing deeper than, like, well, there's nothing deeper than
there's
heart
nothing
transplant.
Deeper than heart surgery.
Not heart surgery. A transplant. This is deep. This is as deep as it gets.
I know.
It's a big deal.
The amount of drugs that you have to take.
Shani, we're not even considering your opinion on this. Right. I just want you to know. You continue to chime in as if it matters. It doesn't.
All I'm saying is
Duke is making his choice.
Facts. That's all
I'm
saying.
And I just, at this point, I'm giving him a congrats because how did you even go to the hospital and say, yo, I need a new heart?
But wasn't he already on a waiting list? It's not like he went
yesterday. Why did you even get on a list?
He's been on a list.
You have to file to get on the list, Shawnee.
Right.
Why did you even get... If you're against getting things that have been approved by the government to enter your body, why did you get on the list for a heart transplant?
It's not that clean. It's not that simple.
And you think that the family is pushing the story to be like, look, it's unfair. We don't want to get the vax. We still want to get the heart.
Well, look,
is that what they're trying to do?
No, the family's basically going and just saying, look, we stand by him. It's his body, his choice, whatever, whatever. But they're trying to turn it into a story because they want people who are anti-vax to start putting up memes on social media saying they're murdering this man.
Right.
Congratulations. You played.
Laura, what's on your list?
Ridiculous. Anyway, so the story that I just reported on Flashing Lights, the YouTube personality, Tasha K. I mean, I feel like she thought it was okay to just spread lies about Cardi B. But, like, vicious lies. Like, how do you have it in your heart to say things about people's children, about people's bodies? And, you know, some people think because they're celebrities, they're like, you know, whatever. Everyone talks about celebrities. Anyway, this got so bad that it actually got to Cardi B. Cardi B was going through postpartum depression. She, at one point, she said she even felt suicidal. She took her to court. Now, Cardi B has been awarded a total of $3.8 million.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Defamation lawsuit.
On the other side, hopefully she can monetize the fact that everybody knows who she is now, so she could pay this tab. Better run around and do some more YouTube videos. Get your subscription. Maybe her subscriptions are going to go up and she's going to be able to make this money. How does it actually work if you get sued for a certain amount, but you don't actually have that amount?
I think at one point I've heard, and I could be wrong, but they start garnishing your wages.
Until perpetuity, until just forever?
You in debt.
Until you pay that amount.
Yikes.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Rosenberg was cracking.
Well, listen, you brought it up earlier, and we got to follow through with it. The Major League Baseball writers who decide who goes into the Hall of Fame, you got to hit them with the button.
Mm. Congratulations. You played yourself.
Yeah, this was the end. We just hit the end of the line for Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens, neither of which, in their 5 years in which people could vote, got into the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Oh, so now I get it. Okay, keep going.
And then yesterday, at the same time, on his first try to get into the Hall of Fame, Big Papi Ortiz, who was an amazing player as well, but was also believed to have done steroids, got in on his first try. Now, real quick, there
so Poppy was never he was never caught doing steroids. Those were just allegations.
No one was really ever caught doing anything. Barry Bonds once admitted to doing something that at the time he, quote, didn't know was something he couldn't do. But then
I thought A-Rod got caught using performance enhancing drugs.
I didn't include A-Rod. A-Rod did. A-Rod, but remember, A-Rod's complicated too because he served his punishment. He was suspended for a full year of baseball.
And then came back
also.
And played.
And then came back. So. Right. But that's why I'm making the comparison, because A-Rod probably won't get in either, which will also be, which is also silly that he didn't get in. But Clemens and Bonds, who people all thought were Hall of Famers before their even alleged steroid abuse, they didn't get in. And on his first try, Big Poppy got in.
So,
and it's like ability. It really was a popularity contest. People like Big Poppy as a person more, and so they voted him in.
So what does that mean? Like, now you look at the Baseball Hall of Fame. I mean, the Baseball Hall of Fame now has a complete asterisk as a whole entity, because if it's not about your stats on the field and it's about likability despite allegations of steroids.
Right.
What are we even doing now? Just put people in that you like.
Right, because if they'd at least been... I mean, I would argue that Bonds and Clemens should go in no matter what, but if you think the steroids thing is too much of an asterisk, okay, I understand. But then you've got to apply it to Poppy.
That's right. Well, and the reason they did this, which is clear now when you said their years of eligibility for the Hall of Fame have run out, they did this to 100% rub it in the face of Bonds and Clemens. Because Bonds and Clemens won't be eligible now. Ever.
Right, it's over.
It's
that conversation's over. So, either way, the whole thing to me is baseball hurting themselves. This is your Hall of Fame. This is supposed to be there to celebrate your best players. When you don't have players in there who should be there and who people will love and want to celebrate, whether they were a-holes or not, to me, you're just doing yourself a disservice.
And you get one of these, the whole Hall of Fame.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big
what does it even mean now?
Playing yourself, yo. Playing
what
yourself,
does it
yo.
Mean?
Playing yourself.
I don't play.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
I don't know what, I think it was a playoff game or was a World Series. Not sure. I saw a clip yesterday. It was on ESPN's Instagram. Barry Bonds at the plate.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Bases loaded. San Francisco Giants were down by two.
It was a regular season game, I think.
You sure?
Pretty sure. But either way, they were down two. They were down 8-6.
Were down two. They walked Barry Bonds.
Oh, no, the Giants were... Yeah, they were down two, correct.
They were down two. It was 8-6.
Yep.
Barry Bonds at the plate, bases loaded. I believe it was even two outs. They walked Barry Bonds because they were so afraid that he would hit a grand slam home run. I don't care. Unless there's a drug that could actually slow the ball down.
Right.
And get your bat to hit the ball. Guaranteed. There's no drug that creates that kind of hand-eye coordination. Power, yeah. Power for sure. But Barry Bonds was smacking home runs before he was... And this wasn't even super brolic Barry Bonds.
No, it was. It was. This is brolic Bonds.
You sure? He seemed didn't seem at his peak brolicness in this clip.
You just may not remember him the exact way it was. But no, that was the time. I think it could have been the season when he hit 73. That the walk happened.
Nonetheless, he should be in the Hall of Fame just because people would do that. Just because people would walk in bases loaded at the end of the game.
Yo, what a crazy time that was, though. You realize that all of a sudden, these baseball records that our whole lives, we've been like, wow, if someone ever were to hit 61 home runs again, that would be crazy. And then all of a sudden, you had three guys doing it every year. That was crazy.
And they sold mad tickets. TV ratings went up, and baseball loved it. Fans loved it. Everyone loved it. And the guys that brought you that can't even get acknowledgement in the Hall of Fame. And y'all out here playing favorites. Sounds like A Sham to Me. On the way, DJ John steps in the room, and we got Cornejo Malo tickets, fam. Bye, Bunny.
Bye, Bunny.
Bye, Bunny. At the Yankee Stadium. You want to see him lock in. Cash one, go.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Today, get them crossing the line today.
Ebro Laura Rosenberg. Yo, what happened?
What you mean?
Is that how the song ends?
Yeah, fades out.
That wasn't even a fade out. Did that was a fade out?
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Who did that? Why would you create a song like that? That's like one of them TikTok videos, and it just ends in the middle of somebody's sentence, and you're like, yo, what happened?
Right.
That is
nobody
weird.
Cares anymore. You know what I'm saying? You got to put some time.
Yo, it's all bizarre, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm just showing my age. I care too much about how things happen and end. Why do I care? Why should I? Hit me with the
button. Congratulations. You played yourself.
Like this. I spend a lot of time wondering why things happen. Mm-hmm. I've noticed that our new mayor of New York City, Eric Adams, as he begins to roll out gun violence programs and bringing plainclothes officers back to help quell the violence in the city. I mean, hell, there was a guy in the hospital, I think it was Jacoby Hospital, shot another guy at the hospital. Did you guys hear this story?
Yes, yes.
Dude went in for having breathing problems. While he was getting checked out, got into some little back and forth with somebody that I guess maybe he knew, pulled out a gun in the hospital and let off in the hospital and shot somebody at the hospital and then left the hospital.
Oh, man.
Nobody died, according to what I read. I hope I got that right. But nonetheless, there's an issue.
Yeah.
And then there was a story I read. And by the way, there's been an issue. It's just out of hand right now. Obviously, with the ambush of the police officers, and there's another funeral today for one of the police officers in. Love and light to the families and all that. Where they say like 70% of the guns that they're recovering in New York City are coming up I-95 corridor, which I think we all know that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But they're clearly doing the work. My point is this, in bringing this up. I feel, since this affects black and brown neighborhoods the most,
mm-hmm.
Eric Adams, the mayor, sir, you need to be on stations that talk to black and brown people. I keep hearing you on 1010 Wins. Like 1010 Wins. Shout out to the weatherman whose last name is Schwindenhammer.
Peace to John Montone.
Peace to John Montone. Schwindenhammer's ill. That's one of the illest names in media right there.
Schwindenhammer.
Y'all don't know about Schwindenhammer?
Nah, fam.
Yo, shout out to Schwindenhammer.
Wow.
But 1010 Wins is not speaking directly to the communities that are going to be affected or that are affected by what's going on with guns in the city and violence in the city and new police protocols in the city. So I walked over down the hallway. I got to ask some more people. I asked Ann Tripp in the squad, has Eric Adams been on BLS?
Right.
They were like, nah, we don't think so.
Right. Not yet.
I'm just watching movements. And Eric Adams could be playing. He's playing the game.
Yeah, he just
most of the time, people go on 1010 Wins because that's where business people listen. And that's where, you know, voters listen. And, you know, middle of the road. It's middle of the road and all of these things.
Right.
So maybe Eric Adams is like, listen, I spent my whole career talking to these communities. This is how I came up in the game. Let that's me make I sure I get a profile with the other communities. Maybe right. that's the strategy. And that's clean. But I just want to say, when you put these plain clothes black back on the street, and I think they done locked up damn near all the new rappers, the drill rappers who've been snitching on themselves on YouTube and in the songs.
Damn.
Yep.
I mean,
it's true.
Fam, they pull you over, you got a gun, or you get into a back and forth with a cop, you got a gun on you, or you accidentally shoot a cop and shoot yourself. And then you write a song about it, put it on YouTube.
Nah, fam.
Congratulations.
I don't know who told y'all this was gonna work for you.
So ridiculous.
Or who's getting money off of you making a terrible decision.
Well, but, there's that.
And the record labels who signing you up. One of the guys, I forget his name, I never heard of him before, but they say he had got signed to Interscope and was using his signing money to bail himself out. Y'all heard this story?
Yes.
I had never heard of the guy before. But all of this to say, Eric Adams, how come you ain't been up here to talk to the communities that are gonna be that are the most affected and are gonna be the most affected by these decisions?
He like, soon come, y'all, soon come.
I mean, it's been, this is what, month one? We're ready for
it's early, it's early. I'm just putting it out there, that, you know, because I track these things, guys.
You have to.
I started this segment by saying I pay attention to behavior. That's what I do. Trends, behavior, how people are moving. Am I a behaviorist?
Sounds like a behavioral, is it a behavioralist? Well, forget it.
So anyway, we put out the call. I think his team has gotten back, so hopefully we'll have it. And we'll be able to ask him a myriad of questions. Matter of fact, you follow us on Ebro in the AM. Maybe somebody put a post up on the Instagram or the Twitter. What questions they want to ask Eric Adams when he gets up here?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of things that we see. Oh, Eric Adams said this and it means that. Or allegedly he's doing this. And we want to keep track of all of that. Mm-hmm. So we can stay on top of this.
In the AM.
And I think everybody agrees. The guns in the city, youth and guns, violence and all that, we got to be on top of that. There's no question. How we go about doing it and the proactive nature, as we put in these reactive things, what are we doing to be proactive? To deter mm-hmm. youth from even wanting to choose a path that might end them up in jail. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure we're going to get to those things. But just wanted to put that out there. Call right now, 800-223-9797. Big ticket time. DJ John is here. Oh, yeah. It's DJ John.
DJ John.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
John, you got to tell us, man. You got some big tickets right now.
DJ John.
With somebody smarter than you.
I am so excited to present, if you're caller number 9 right now, you're going to see the one, the only. It's not a bird. It's not a plane.
Oh,
it's Bad Bunny, baby!
Oh. Wow. Okay. That was quite
really exciting, man. Wow. Bad Bunny at Yankee Stadium, man.
Yankee Stadium, August 27th. Tickets on sale this Friday, January 28th at Ticketmaster. Mayhop by Live Nation, Hot 97, baby.
Now, John, how did you go about securing these tickets, man? You know, there's a hot ticket. How'd you get these, fam?
Not this show. The one is coming up next month.
Huh?
There's a show he's around next month.
Yeah, but what?
What do you mean?
What the hell?
Oh, you mean these? Oh, you know what? Sorry.
What happened?
Oh, my confused. God, John. How did you secure these tickets for the audience, for the people?
Wait,
how'd you get
what?
These tickets?
Sorry. You know what? Brain fart. Sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Brain fart.
Sorry. My bad. We knew a guy. We knew a guy that knew a guy.
Okay.
You knew a guy. Got it.
I knew
a guy.
Wow,
this is crazy.
All right, who's on the phone, Ebro?
We're about to have Nashili on the line. Nashili, good morning. How are you, Nashili?
Good morning. Good morning.
Peace. Where you headed right now, Nashili? You ready to get these tickets?
Yes. I'm taking my daughter to school.
Okay, this is big. Shout out to your daughter. You want to shout out? What's her name?
Yes, Jasidi Stewart.
Yasidi?
Big Z.
Jaquidi.
Jaquidi?
Big Z.
Jaquidi. Jaquidi. J-A-T.
Jaquidi. Here we go. Shout out to Jaquiti and Nishili. Here we go, Nishili. Answer this question super fast.
All right.
DJ John, shut up.
Here's your question, okay? Can you tell us, Babe Ruth was famous for playing what sport?
Ooh. That's tough.
Baseball.
Nice.
Correct.
Baseball.
Got it.
DJ John, here is your question, okay? Who is the youngest player elected to the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame?
The youngest player elected to the now defunct and pointless Baseball Hall of Fame.
It's not defunct, but...
Mickey Mantle.
The answer is Sandy Koufax.
Oh! Damn it.
Little Sandy.
Shout out to Sandy.
I would have thought it would have been someone way earlier than
Koufax, right?
Anyone, Koufax or Mickey Mantle. Yeah, that's that. John, turns out your guess wasn't that bad.
Well, Nishili and Jaquiti, y'all going to see Cornejo Malo, Bad Bunny, fam?
Bad Bunny.
Nishili, you a big bikini. Bad Bunny fan?
Yes, I actually am.
Nice, nice. Well, tell your daughter, are you bringing your daughter? Or your daughter's getting snubbed and you're taking your boo?
Ooh. I think I'm taking my husband.
Ah, there you go. There you go. Hang on 1 second. Shout out to your whole family. Thank y'all for locking in. More Bad Bunny tickets and a half a grand in somebody's hand. Plus, we got BK Drip concert tickets. You want to do it right now, Laura Style? Some flashing lights?
Let's go.
Come on, son.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Come on, son.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flash lights, lights.
I know you're
lights.
Ready for the flashing lights. And Lauren Styles gonna put us on.
There was a big rumor that there was a second Kim Kardashian sex tape, part two of the Ray J situation that was out there. In a recent interview that Kanye was in, speaking with Jason Lee, he talked about meeting up with Ray J and retrieving the laptop and bring it to Kim Kardashian. Kim Kardashian broke down in tears because she couldn't believe that this was happening again. It's been 20 years since the last one. But after reviewing the footage, there was no sexual activity. It was just like B-roll of them on vacation and stuff like that. But it was a very scary situation because she thought she was going to have to relive this once again.
Well, listen, if you want to relive it, all you got to do is go to one of the free porn sites. You can relive all right, it all you want. Sorry,
no, that's
like,
all
it's but, not even. Like, I don't even know why she would be worried.
But here's my question. Kanye was doing this to do something nice for her?
Yes.
Like, look, I went and got this for you?
Yes. According to him, yes. He went out of his way to make and sure then, to protect her.
What are you thinking, fam?
Was that really for her? I don't. Was that for her or was that for him? Like that? Is that really what she? What she was like, I wish someone would go find this tape and
the way he
bring
broke
it,
it down is that WAC 100 back in the conversation, he was the one that said, "Listen, I've seen it. Because he had ties to Ray J. He was like, it exists." And WAC said he wanted to make sure that it gets in Kanye's possession, in his hands, nobody else's. Kanye arranged to go get
it. Which, by the way, is crazy. How about you want to make sure it gets in Kim's hands?
Kanye
it's
said
her.
He went out of his way. I agree with you, but he says that.
So it's just so weird. Like, they're not even married. First of all, he doesn't own her. Second of all, they're not even married. It just seems like I want to make sure Kim Kardashian.
Are they actually officially divorced?
Not yet.
No.
No, but my point is, they're not in a relationship.
I just honestly, that was the only piece I actually cared about the whole story.
No, I think they're still
I still don't care why if. if people can go watch you have sex, the tape was one of the most famous sex tapes ever. You made a lot of money, and basically it launched everything going on in your life right now.
Yeah, but it was still—it's still embarrassing. It's still humiliating.
Absolutely, no question. But it's already—I mean, it's already out.
I think just reliving all of that—that
might—that's traumatic. That's traumatic for sure. But like I said, if you want to relive it, you just go to any free porn site, type it in,
bro.
Well, then hold on. But then you realize that this isn't right. But then you know there has to be a congratulations coming up tomorrow,
which is
if Kanye really went through all this work to secure the tape and brought it back to his wife, it was like, baby, I got the tape. Here it is. And she's
take
like, oh
me
my
back.
God, this is
break
great.
Break up with Pete Davidson.
Take
he
me
would
back.
Never, he would never do this for you.
Look what I did.
He doesn't
and
have
then
any
they
street connections like me.
They watch the tape and she's like, actually, there's nothing on here. That was a big waste of time.
Congratulations.
I don't even mind.
You played yourself.
Now, this was right before Pete Davidson, though, because they...
Oh, so this is an old story.
According to the story... He delivered the device, that laptop, to Kim during her recent stint at SNL. It says, causing her to cry happy tears. So it's when she was in New York and she was about to film SNL. Or it could have been before,
this
after.
Whole story is
out of here.
Yeah. Okay.
So wait.
We get to You Don't Know Why Ish Wednesday and just move on? Because like I keep saying, the Kim Kardashian sex tape with Ray J is everywhere, still on the internet.
Facts.
We're talking about something, A, that didn't exist, B, that we've all seen for the last, how many years?
It's been 20 years.
But no one's going to, Laura, you're not going to appreciate, it kind of sucks that he brought the tape to SNL. She was like, oh my God, thank you, Kanye, I appreciate that. And she puts it down, he walks out, and then she's like, so Pete Davidson, we should get to know each other better. What?
I think he was also that he was there during her taping. She ended up
killing Yo, he showed up. Davidson. Damn, he was there. Damn.
I mean, listen,
that's
fam.
That's not fun.
That's how it goes.
Damn, you know what I just read, Rosenberg? Remember DARE? Mm. DARE to keep the kids off drugs? The DARE program?
Of course.
It's coming for Euphoria. Claiming that the show is glamorizing drug use.
Oh, it is. But I didn't know DARE was still around.
Yeah, no, they still have DARE in schools for sure.
Do you think
it's
glamorizing drug use? Because when I see Rue get high, there's nothing glamorous about that. It looks horrible.
It's hard to say. In one sense, you're right, Laura. It is sort of a realistic picture. In another sense, there are probably a lot of kids who do watch it who have not done these drugs, and it normalizes it. So I don't know. It's hard to say. It's art. Honestly, the show's not for children. That's really the main thing. It's like parents need to watch that show with their kids, which is uncomfortable.
Which kid? Like, what kids would be watching this?
It's not for teenagers.
Like 16, 17.
Yeah. Okay. They're watching it. The teenagers are watching it.
I haven't watched it because I'm not interested.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. It's a lot. That's too many penises for me.
That's your flashing light. Is 8:02.
There's a line, huh?
There's a line.
High of 27 degrees. Alternate sun parking rules are in effect.
There's a lot. One penis a season. Okay. 2-3 in an episode? No, too much.
Wait, what? Yo.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
You don't know why it's Wednesday. It's coming soon. We got Ride or Die first, and then we're going to get it cracking.
Yeah.
A big celebration of music that you all know. And Shawnee and Laura will struggle with it. Cast one too. It's pretty good. They don't know White-ish. Gotta get their White-ish game up.
You don't know some white songs.
Yeah, 90s white, I struggle. I had stopped hanging out with my mom so much. You know, I wasn't in my mom's car as much. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and she was older. She wasn't as locked in either.
Yeah, exactly. My brother had moved on, so he's white. He listens to white music. He's out of the house.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not with my mom hanging out. All the white people that were in close proximity had moved on, so... I wasn't really in the
Ebro in the morning.
Sign up for Ride or Die now. 800-223-9797. Or email us at hot97rideordie@gmail.com.
Yeah. Yo, if you ever want to get that Ride or Die cracking, you know what to do. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Wednesday vibes. It all started
because Laura Styles. Didn't know who Paul Simon was.
Yep.
And he's like, what?
Never
heard of Paul Simon. She was like, I'm not really up on that old white-ish like that. He was like, what? And then we threw this on. Shawnee acted like he never heard it before.
But I'm Gucci now.
I was like, you never watched the Yankees game?
Yeah, I wouldn't. Everyone, I tuck you in, all within, keep you free from sin, till the Sandman he comes.
Uh-huh.
Sleep with one eye open, give me a pillow tight. Exit light, enter night, take my hair off the Neverland.
You don't know White-ish Wednesday is here.
Wow.
Rosenberg starts as the selector and takes us on a very, very white journey of music. Rosenberg, what you got, fam?
I feel like I would never dance to that unless I was at a Yankee game.
Nah, I don't think you dance.
You don't dance, Sean.
I think no, you kind of like up and down with your arms. Maybe you know,
like
a headbang,
like a
boogie.
Yeah, like that, Shawnee. Yeah.
Like a boom bap rap song. Same thing.
Like a head bop.
Yeah, head bop. A strong one.
Yeah.
Strong head bop.
I would be with it in the Bronx at a Yankee game. I'd be like, all right, we hear them.
That's exactly what Yankees fans scream.
After that, I'm like,
we here, fam.
What we doing?
Straight from the bleachers, the cheap seats.
Here we go. Ready?
Rosenberg, what we got?
All right, this is an all-time legend who moved from a band. And when I was a kid, when Laura was a kid, when we were kids, he had a big solo song with a memorable video. Goes like this.
I got my mind set.
Fire.
Oh, wait. I got my mind set on you. I got my mind set.
Big resurgence for him, right? Like, people thought it was over.
Yeah, yeah, he was back.
I know this song.
Yes, you do.
My name. A whole lot of spending money.
Them drums come in tough, too.
Yeah, I need the chorus again.
That was it.
I need it again.
You know what band he was from?
I mean, I'm assuming the name of the song is Set On You or My Mind Set On You.
Okay.
Right? And the person...
It's from one of the most famous bands, British.
No, let's say number one.
I know
one.
This chorus. That's what I'm saying. I know this...
Set On
British?
You.
Was this Beatles?
Okay. All right. But had somebody,
Paul McCartney?
Close. I mean, I guess once you say Beatles, it's all close, right? But no.
With the other guy...
That's right. George Harrison.
Not Ringo. Not John Lennon.
I was thinking Ringo or something.
Not Paul McCartney. Yes.
George Harrison. The most forgettable one.
Who'd you say? No.
Oh, damn.
Wait, George Harrison?
I'm just saying.
You said
Sorry,
Harrison.
Sorry, I have to update you. Ringo is the most forgettable. George Harrison.
No. No, I'm talking about with names. Everybody knows Ringo's name.
Yeah. Ringo Starr. Oh, name.
Yeah. His name is the most forgettable name.
And what's his name? Harrison?
George Harrison.
He has the most forgettable.
Forgettable. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, but he did. Yeah, yeah.
If you've never checked out his solo albums, he actually, in the 60s and 70s, he dropped some real fire, too. This was like his late 80s comeback. All right, here we go, Laura.
Okay.
Never heard of him.
Here we go.
Damn.
Big 80s vibe.
Here we go. You don't know White-ish, or do you?
I'm getting Phil Collins vibes.
It's a good guess.
Smash it.
Love. I get so lost sometimes.
I mean, it feels
sometimes
nice. Is this like Sting?
I'm waiting for it to click.
It's not Sting, right?
Wait, Cass, you know it already?
I don't know.
No, I'm waiting for it to click. No.
I mean, I like it.
When I want to run away,
falsetto.
I'd rather
really shiny.
That's a falsetto.
Yeah, it is.
I like it.
Of course you do. It's a
never heard it. Never heard it before.
Oh man, yeah, Shawnee, pretty, maybe it'll maybe it'll work out. If you like it, maybe it'll be a hit.
Yeah, I think it's pretty good. This is not Phil Collins.
No. But I know why. I mean, obviously, it's that same era.
Right.
New Wave.
No. Turn that up. Turn that up.
I like this. I'm going to look it up.
Here we go.
In your eyes, the light, the heat.
That was it?
That was the big chorus.
This is
that
the
was
chorus.
The big, you guys should know this song now? Part?
All right. How about his other hit? How about his other hit?
That was...
All right, we'll help y'all out.
Other hit. Smash. Same album. Or same time.
That first one I was seeing like a beach and like...
Now y'all know this for sure.
Clothes,
you know this for sure. You know this for sure. This was a super heat rock.
You already know it?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, this kind of black. This kind of black right here. This kind of black. I know this song.
I've heard this before.
Yeah,
definitely.
For sure.
Couldn't tell you what it is.
This is bigger than that first one.
I mean, it is, but.
Woo!
That's super
what
black.
Movie is this in?
I'm picturing long, blonde, curly hair.
Wrong.
All right.
I'm thinking like 48 wrong. Hours. Is
y'all don't know what that is?
I don't know what
no.
this is.
Is this I've heard it, but I don't know what it is.
Peter
what
Gabriel?
I don't know Peter Gabriel.
Oh, okay.
Sounds
I know who Peter Gabriel is. Yeah.
Yo.
I know Juan Gabriel, but not Peter Gabriel.
Juan Gabriel.
I don't know Juan Gabriel.
Well, this is you don't know white-ish, not you don't know right. Latin-ish.
In your eyes. Was
we,
like
we would know.
Wrote, that was the slow dance song of like
we would know
into the 90s.
But that Sledgehammer though,
yeah, we would know. We would know Sledgehammer because Sledgehammer was like 90s. We would know that.
Was that the chorus? Was
yeah.
that
Sledgehammer?
Yeah, Sledgehammer. Was that that?
Yeah, that's what we just played. That was Sledgehammer.
Shawnee, you don't know that.
I know that song.
Oh my God.
I know that song. I do know that song. You ain't even get to the chorus.
I'm
like,
sorry.
I know I heard that song before. You cut
he
it before the hook.
All right.
Yeah,
you know
it's too good. It's too good. All right, you don't know why it's Wednesday. Let's see what
Let's
y'all know
now. Let's
jump
to the 90s, shall we?
My here we jam. Go.
It's my song right here.
Y'all know that.
Ah, yeah. This is Jamiroquai.
Yo, this ain't white. Don't you ever disrespect.
This ain't really white like that.
Don't you ever disrespect.
The video is fire, my man.
Shout out to JK.
Where's that furry hat?
You know what I'm saying?
This played on BET all day.
Because it's straight soul, that's why.
Honestly, okay? I always thought Jamiroquai was black.
Right.
He is. Exactly. He's I believe he's Aboriginal.
Oh. Yeah, from Australia.
And he's mixed. But as someone who went to concerts, they do fit in Whitish Wednesday.
It's white. That's a fact.
Like, not musically. Super soulful, but fan base. A lot of hippie, bad dancing kind of vibes.
Yeah, now, we loved him. We wasn't going to see him, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, this right here.
Wait,
let that ring. Turn that up. Turn that up. Immersed in sin is how we have to give the futures made of virtuality. Yo, you might want to play that Space Cowboy while you at it, too.
That's not a hit, Ebro. Stop. In America.
Damn it.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
I love it though.
Yo, once again, England, Peter Gabriel.
Yeah.
UK. Jamiroquai, UK with the soul.
See that?
So mad that I kind of imagine Jamiroquai is considered a one hit wonder because they really had three great albums.
Fire album.
We're 0 for
but
2.
But that song one was hit. So 0 for big. 2.
You guys are like, oh, no.
We're one for three.
Here Jamiroquai. We go. White-ish Wednesday.
Yeah, you got Jamiroquai, which was barely, it should have been there. Here we go.
Oh, yes. I love this song.
Cass, you don't count because if you were a DJ and didn't know this at all, you basically lose your license.
You'd have to turn your turntables in.
I am. I'm back.
Never played a graduation party.
I'm a chill.
This before for some.
You absolutely have.
Is this that?
There you go, Charmin.
All right, but who is this? Let me see.
I don't know.
Or you don't
How about
know
name? Take a name of the song or an artist.
I don't know why I know this.
Yo, I'm drawing a blank.
The name of the song is bigger than the artist.
Yes, absolutely.
And the name of the song is said immediately, so.
All right, let's see. I know a song.
That's hip hop drums,
bro.
Yo, I'm drawing a blank, y'all.
Wow.
Man, I know this song for sure.
Well, don't worry. It's about to say it for you.
It's a bittersweet symphony that's life.
It's called Sweet Symphony?
Bittersweet.
Hello.
What did he say?
This song mad time.
I know the beat. I'm lost right now.
This song's not even that old.
Yeah, it's not that old.
2016, right? No, I'm sorry.
No. Way old. Like 05.
No.
Yeah, like 05, 06.
No. 97?
You're 2000, maybe?
Oh, producer Griff said it was in Cruel Intentions.
Oh,
it was
97.
Why
did I know that?
It sounds.
They'll never get the band.
Yeah, this is.
Bittersweet Symphony, The Verve.
The Verve.
Oh, The Verve.
It's cool.
What?
Cool.
It's
a big record. Big tune.
I know the beat.
It's better than Cool, man.
Stay in the same kind of lane.
Oh, y'all know this for sure.
Y'all have to know this.
Yes.
We're playing smash hits today, guys. Nothing but smashes.
This is a smash.
Shawnee, what you say?
Wait. This buildup feels familiar.
Wow. Nothing.
I said no already?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I know who this is. I know who the band is. I just don't know the name of the song.
Yeah, I mean, the voice is unmistakable. You know that, right, Sean? You know that
is
voice.
Is this Hootie
and us? No. Hootie
and his crew?
Hootie, is that
I don't
you?
Know.
Wow.
Yo, shout to Ireland.
Is that you, Hootie?
That's Ireland,
that
right?
Is that you, Hootie? Hootie,
yo, this is Jay-Z's friend.
This is Jay-Z's friend?
Yeah. Rappers love this group for some reason.
He's done records with Kanye.
Oh, no, they're from UK, not Ireland. They're from England, yeah.
Oh, this your man with Adam Levine?
No.
Oh. Don't rappers love him, too?
Yo, you're close, but so far.
Take another
Johnny,
guess,
you're not. You're not hot. You're cold.
And you
Coldplay?
Like...
play?
Yeah!
Hey! Hey!
With the hookup, man.
I'm not a big Coldplay fan, but there you go.
Coldplay.
All right, Ebro's been wanting this one for a while. Here you go, Ebro.
This
okay. Yeah, this one.
Oh.
This is Monday.
Okay. F.
Bam.
You know this, right, Kat?
Of course.
This is big.
Yeah. F. Yeah.
I'm predicting Laura doesn't know this one.
Yo, I know this song, but I don't know.
They banned us from playing at high schools when I was at in this time.
Really?
Everybody would scream, F yeah. They would scream, F yeah.
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 on, man. Come on.
Laura, you know this.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come
Take
on,
a guess.
Man.
Billy Idol?
Yeah.
There you go.
Billy Idol. Billy Idol.
So but what's the name of the song?
What's the name of the song is crazy.
I'm so lucky.
What's the name of the song is way crazier than not knowing the artist.
Well, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It could be Feel All Right. It could be Yeah. It could be a
it
lot of
It could be.
It but
could
it's
be.
Not. It's Money Money.
It's not. It's Money Money.
Money Money. Yeah.
Yo.
F that was like. Yeah.
It was like in every basketball game
every
back in the day.
Game.
It was.
Every
it was.
Game.
Movies yeah. back in the day.
Mad movies.
Yeah.
Shawnee, is it familiar to you?
I mean, it feels familiar, but it feels like 10 songs that I know that feel
Got
the same
it.
Way.
So it's not really familiar.
It's
then,
not
really.
Really that familiar, no.
Wow.
It has
I started
been
thinking
mad
Back
movies,
to the Future.
Shani.
Yeah, I started thinking Back to the Future soon
mad,
as I heard
Yo, but Shani, mad white movies.
White movies.
Because you don't
sure.
know White Ish Wednesday, so
That's
you may not
fact.
Have seen those movies.
Right. Now, the thing is, when songs like this came around, I would turn... the station or something, you know what I'm saying? So I wouldn't even get far.
Well, we mentioned movies and white movies, right?
Ooh. This right here? Cash, you don't know this?
Peak. I know. I
hear
the hook
in
my head.
More teenage goes, white girl than this.
That type of, that song, right?
Is this that?
What? This is fire, that. Bro. Y'all might have
Your
to shut
it.
Up for a second. This is so fire. Hit your white girl dance if you're in the car.
Yeah.
Do that little aerobic dance they do when they lift their leg up and skip.
Is this the Carlton dance?
Yes. Carlton dance all day. That's what it's called, the Carlton dance. Jumping off the deck. Before it was the Carlton dance, it was the white girl dance.
This white girl. Is it
And by the way, don't ever forget. Don't forget. Yes, it is Top Gun.
Top yes.
Top Gun, baby. Shawnee! You know
Top
what I'm saying?
Gun!
Highway to the danger zone.
Bye.
Yes, Shawnee.
Bye.
You know this song.
Tom Cruise.
Shawnee, you know more than me. I was like, I don't know this
Yo, this man. This mean, man was so on fire. This man was so on fire during this decade in white movies. Don't ever forget how big
yo,
this era was for this man.
Yo, this guy, like, this guy's vocals is so crazy. He got a song with Shanice. Man. That's fire.
Wow.
From back.
Oh, you know, he was Blue Eyed Soul.
He had that vocal. His beard game was on Smithy back then.
Oh yeah, early. I love Kenny Loggins.
Kenny Loggins.
You know this song, right, Shawnee?
I thought so. Huh. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Is this Footloose?
Yeah, Shawnee!
Yeah, Shawnee.
There you go.
I'm on in my J. I'm on in my J.
You got it!
Footloose, baby!
By the way, if you're really young out there, I can't even describe how big this song was at that time.
Oh, it was crazy.
Yeah, take off your Sunday shoes. Yeah. Something like that, right?
Wait, this, right, what, this what chorus right it? Here?
What year was it?
84?
Yo. The whole movie is about this kid who likes to dance and play his music loud, basically. And the small town he moves to is like the music's too loud and the dancing is just out of control.
Mm. That's the whole movie. We can't have dancing like this in our
do
town.
Do not teach our white children how to have rhythm and play their music
like
loud.
Yo, I've never seen that movie.
God, it's a great movie.
Yeah,
great movie.
You know, and by the way, white America's still doing the same thing. Don't teach our children how to dance.
All right, Ebro, I admit this next one I'm playing just to see Shawnee's reaction.
All right, here we
go.
Even though it is an all-time, you will agree, Ebro, an all-time classic.
All right.
Really?
Yo, all Shawnee sees right now is white hoods and horses.
Yeah, like, this is like, I'm thinking either like, right, burning crosses.
Here we go.
or like Blue's Clues. It's like one or the other.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine.
Now, you know that voice, right?
I keep my eyes wide.
I'm seeing Jesse from the Dukes
time.
Of Hazzard.
Yes.
I keep the ends out for the tie that binds.
Hey.
I don't know who this
because
is.
This is a big tune, guys.
I walk the line.
You didn't see the movie?
How do you dance?
Yo, the movie is fire.
How do you dance to this?
You don't. Well, they do have line dancing.
How do you dance to this is so crazy.
You do a little bit of a heel-toe situation, and then they do-si-do.
It feels like a do-si-do.
It's a do-si-do.
Like your elbow
yeah,
lock and
you lock
spin
your elbows
around
and
then
you do-si-do. There's definitely a do-si-do.
I don't know who this is.
I'm not do-si-doing to...
Is this
it's
Kenny
Johnny,
Rogers?
Man. No,
what?
It's Johnny.
That's Mr. Johnny Cash, sir.
Johnny, man.
Fam, I had
walk
no clue.
The line. Y'all got to see
no
that
Johnny
movie.
Cash?
Yo, if y'all haven't seen the Johnny Cash movie where he goes back to prisons and plays for the prisoners and his whole life and all that, it's a good watch.
And he was
man.
A pretty interesting and super racially progressive dude back then and would go back to these prisons and perform in front of all, you know, mostly black people in prison. Mm. And at a time in which that was not being done.
I think they would have cool probably dude, they would have probably known Ring of Fire though.
Johnny Cash.
No, stop yourself, Cast.
Ring you don't think
fire?
They would know
they
that?
Might, they might have known that. Mm-mm. It might have. What you got I next is why it's Wednesday. Close out strong, my Jake.
Like
we got a half a grand in somebody's hand coming up.
All right, come on,
$500. The selector is Rosenberg. He can go off the deep end and start doing podcasts.
But I have it today. But I have focused. It today.
Ooh.
Oh, that's all smashes. That's all smashes today.
This is what's this? Yeah, I know this.
Come on, Shawnee. It's Africa.
You know this.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you've been here.
I know this.
It's Africa.
This Shawnee, is, you've been here.
I'm going to wait. Exactly. I'm going to wait till the chorus. Should I wait till the chorus?
Yes.
What's the name of the group, though? It's those three chicks.
Yo, it's easy, man. Come on, Sean. You got it.
I know
it.
The name of the song.
It's three of them. It's duh.
This song like is an Egyptian.
Shout out to Africa, baby. But what's the name
it's
of the
song? It's the original cultural appropriation.
That's a fact. I remember.
I don't know about original, but.
Yeah, facts.
I remember this, but it was the three girls, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Four, I think.
Oh, yeah, you're right, four.
Oh, yeah.
Egyptian.
Shout out, hit it!
Shout out to Africa.
Walk like an Egyptian.
Fire.
Shout
out to Africa.
Yo, they look crazy.
Yo, that 80s hair looks insane.
Yo, that blonde one. That's not
yo,
Tom
Hanks. What about the lady all the way over on the left right there with the red?
She looked like, right.
What is that called when they make the hair do that? When white people do that, tease the hair or something like that?
Yes,
when they
tease and hairspray.
What was that? What was that gel they used to use?
They used Aquanets.
Yeah, the Aquanet spray and the, man, what was that gel my brother used to use? It was some gel they used. Moose.
Yo, the blonde one looked like Tom Hanks and Bosom Buddies. Remember that show?
Where he dressed up as a woman, you mean?
Yeah. Bosom Buddies, that was a great program.
Oh, my gosh. You want to find all the cops
that are hanging out in the donut shop. Hey. Yo, this song goes, though. It moves.
Yeah, I remember this. Is this UK, too?
Nah, I don't know where the Bengals are from.
The Bengals. Damn, even the name was black.
Wait. Huh?
Walk like an Egyptian.
Let's get to the guru.
Hold up. Wait, I got one for him.
Oh.
Just
oh,
one quick.
Oh, wait. Will it to him. Bring the tune
pull
back.
Pull up. Okay.
Shawnee's up now.
Cash, you got it?
Okay.
Which one do you want to play?
Shawnee. I text you, like, mad long ago, fam.
Okay,
like when? Like go. Today or like 3 days ago?
Yo,
oh, this
check
is a disaster.
Text,
damn.
No,
you got it. It's okay.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
Cast one is checking his text messages.
I'm looking at the text.
Okay, you might have to check your WhatsApp because Shawnee uses WhatsApp a lot.
I text you a half hour.
International culture.
Well, I really definitely don't have. Oh,
wow.
Yeah, I'm definitely not ready for that, Shawnee.
Yo, I hit you at midnight last night.
Johnny,
with
sing
this.
It. You want to sing it?
Bro, I'm old. I be sleeping.
He's sleeping.
And then I hit you
midnight.
Again a half hour ago.
Damn.
Could you tell, if you show it to Ebro, Ebro could probably play it on his phone.
Yeah. Damn.
Here we go. Johnny's talking to Ebro. He's whispering to him. There's a conversation happening.
They're discussing Ebro's face.
He's leaning over. He's
Ebro's eyebrows are scrunched up. He's very confused.
Let me see if I can get this to go for the people down. Let me see.
Ebro's scratching his head.
All right. It might be in there. You might want to check in the system. It might be in there, Shawnee.
All right, Ebro's checking his phone.
Could be in the system. Oof.
Yeah, could be.
All right.
There's a lot.
A lot of people
and I can't smash
staring at a computer trying to find things right now.
Damn. The Bluetooth ain't working
Shawnee
for me, guys.
Scrambling.
Damn. The Bluetooth ain't working.
Cass might already have it. Cass might be there.
Okay, hold on.
He's almost finished the down. This is big. This better be a good one, by the way.
I know, right? At this point.
Yo, now you built it up. Now you built it up.
Yo, Cass, man, you played me.
I still can't believe Shawnee said, "Hootie, is that you?" earlier.
Is that you, Hootie?
Is that you, Hootie?
You know what I'm saying?
Every time I keep asking, "Is that Kenny Rogers?" Ebro looks at me with a death stare.
Yo, Laura,
yo,
because
you
Kenny
can't
Rogers.
Keep disrespecting Kenny Rogers, man. Yo, certain
okay,
things are fine.
Here we go.
All right, Rosenberg, you got to get this in the first.
No, don't tell. That's his wife.
Man, let it rock.
He may not. He might. I don't know if he'll get the artist.
This classic. This was Billboard number one, and it went platinum.
Okay.
You don't know Black Ting Zagwan.
You don't know Black Ting Zagwan?
Yes. I love that segment.
Everybody black know this right now.
Facts.
Laura, you know it yet?
Yes.
You do?
You know the artist too?
I think I do. Hold on.
Long time no see.
Hold on. Let me hear them.
Do you have a little time to spend with me?
I'm going to use that line. If I was still dating, I would use that line.
I want to know.
Use it with your girl.
Platinum and number one on Billboard.
In your life. Talk to me, baby.
Cash, you need that in your Serato.
Your hair, perfume you wear, brings back memories.
Grand Poobah referenced it in one of his songs.
That's a good hit.
Okay.
You gave me a hint, I'm giving you one.
Look so fine.
That's good, that's nice. What Grand Poobah referenced it.
Blow my mind all over again.
Because it was that big.
My lady listening, we're going to slow dance to this tonight.
So much has happened in my life since we parted. What about
is it Peebo Bryson?
He talking that talk to her.
Peebo Bryson, great guest, but no.
That guest is solid.
I know just what I want. And right now,
here come the chorus.
Yo, that was the longest verse in verse history.
Grand Poole.
Yo.
It's whoever.
For the old time's sake. Rock me tonight.
Last name is one of the most famous family names in music history, but he's not
Jackson.
Related to them.
But he's not related.
So it's a Jackson.
It's a Jackson.
Which Jackson? Freddie Jackson.
Yeah. Freddie Jackson.
That's a good. Yo, I never really heard that song. That's a great song.
Phenomenal song.
That's a firefighter.
That was a long verse. I grew up a lot during that verse.
What year was this? 1980s? Early 80s?
85?
87.
Yeah, late 80s, early 90s.
No.
Grand Poobah, rock me tonight.
Poobah referenced it in like 90. So it's
1985.
85.
Yeah. Picture that.
Yo.
Freddie Jackson.
No relation.
You rappers have references. He definitely said picture that little hooker, didn't he?
Yeah.
He did?
Picture that. Not Grand in Poobah. That song. I'm talking about Grand Poobah. Let's get to the guru.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shiny Culture and Rosenberg.
I was like, you said that,
and Laura,
that nice song.
You know you are a beautiful queen.
You Ebro, little hooker.
Don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru, Laura, at gmail.com. Gurus unite to guide you in toughest times. To pick you up when you're down. And to bring you down when you're up. Wait, that doesn't make sense.
no, we don't bring down.
Johnny Culture, Vern C. Rosenberg, say. Lead us in breathing exercises and tell us who's in need of our help, Rosenberg.
The guru Laura at gmail.com. That's the email address. Write us now. Maybe we'll read your email tomorrow. The guru Laura at gmail.com. First of all, I want to start off by saying I listen to you guys every morning. Love hearing the guru segment. It's my favorite part of the show. After hearing other people's problems so much, I decided, bleep it. Why not ask for some help from the gurus?
Hey, I like
I've been
this.
With this I've been with this girl for about 4 years.
Okay.
She's a beautiful Ecuadorian woman.
Okay.
25 years old and has a 5-year-old son. Mm-hmm. I've been raising him since the age of one. I'm a 30-year-old Dominican man. With full custody of my 11-year-old daughter that I've been raising on my own since she was 5 years old. We all live together in my 2-bedroom apartment with good space. We've been living together for 3 years now. And she doesn't pay a dime. Not for bills. She actually doesn't help me with the rent. Doesn't help with laundry money. Doesn't even help out with laundry. Doesn't help out with the essential needs in the house. Soap, toothpaste, food, dinner. She only pays for her car, car insurance, and phone bill. She doesn't cook or clean. And when she does say she's going to cook, she'll tell me to take the meat out and ends up not even cooking it so the meat goes bad. And on top of that, she has a really low sex drive. And when we do have sex, once she gets her fix, it's a wrap. Did I mention her pick her son up from school every day?
Now you mentioned it.
I seem to never get the attention I desire from her. I'm ready to call it quits. Should I kick her to the curb and stop wasting my time with this girl and find myself someone who can hold me down? He didn't even, by the way, that's the end. He didn't even ask for another option, so I think he knows the answer.
My goodness. I wonder if he's ever had the conversation with her about him not being happy.
Yeah.
It's as simple as like, yo, I'm not happy in this relationship.
Well, now, what I heard was he's not physically happy, sexually happy.
But he's mostly with the financial.
No, it was a lot. Burden. It was a lot. The sex was just kind of like the cherry on top.
Well, no, because I was going to say, if the sex was great, hypothetically speaking, which I don't know if you can remove that from the equation in a relationship, but just for the sake of combo, if everything was great and he felt like his physical needs was being met and it felt like he was loved and all that, would these other things be annoying? Is mine. Because sometimes things get more annoying.
The basics
of the relationship, which is the physical interaction between adults, whether that be some sort of spooning, cuddling, hand-holding, kissing, you know, that sort of thing that leads to great sex.
Right.
Then it's like, I pay for everything. I pick the kid up from school. It's all good. The relationship's great. But when that physical ain't right.
Right.
That is true. That is kind of guru talk. Yeah. It can represent a lot more.
For sure.
For people. And that goes both ways, by the way.
And the only reason, that's man or woman. The only reason I present that as an option, because he didn't present other options, was because to Laura's point, if they haven't had a conversation or they haven't tried to work through her meeting his physical needs, which could make everything else feel less of a burden, maybe there's a way to save it. But, you know, I'm all in favor of.
Yeah, this one feels like. And I'm not usually.
It's tough because there's children involved. You know what I mean? And he's raised that child since the baby was one, right?
Yeah.
That's what he said.
I guess, because he didn't say it in the email, but if he wants to try, because it doesn't sound like
he wants to try.
I feel like you should have at least one conversation about not being happy and just being honest about it all. Like, I need help financially.
Well, because here's the frustrating part about having to have that convo. If I got to sit down with you.
If I got to tell you.
And tell you that you don't want to get it popping enough. You know what I'm saying? You ain't polishing my dome enough.
But
And you're not interested in me physically. Like, we, right. like seeing me, and this is man or woman, seeing me when I walk in the door after a long day doesn't propel you to want to touch me, hug me, or whatever. And we got to... I gotta coach you through that. You don't know that that's important. That thing, this is like, yo, it's man.
Tough. And it's even, tough, even you're like, jumping right to that. Again, there's also all this other stuff that's like, she just lie. Doesn't seem to make it's, a great partner yeah, also.
That, she's and not, that's the point that I think is the biggest point. She's not your, she's not the one, fam. I feel she's like not she's contributing, not contributing, fam.
She's not contributing.
It's time anything. To move on. I think.
She's not contributing anything.
Nothing.
And I also feel not like if you love somebody, you should want to contribute.
Yeah,
you should want to help. You know what
hard
I mean?
Part, like, though, yo, hard this part, is we're my skipping family. Past Laura.
What?
But Laura, we're skipping past the part that she's got a 5-year-old that he's been raising since
yo, the baby and you can still be a part of that.
That's
you
what
could,
I just told Shawnee. I was like, yo, that's hard. You've been raising that child like that it's kid's young.
Life. You can still be a part of that kid's life yeah. without being in a relationship with her.
Yeah, you're right. What, you're right.
Because it's going to hurt even more if you keep that kid in a relationship that's crumbling. Around them.
Yeah.
So,
and remember, he has his own child. So they're all living under the same roof.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's load up the lighters. I think everyone's made it.
Put it down. She ain't the one. But y'all can be friends and you can be a godfather.
There we go. Stepfather adjacent.
Yo.
Roast and toast?
Yeah, man.
Probably.
Burn it down. So say the gurus. Jeez.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. No new weakness.
The lines are open for somebody to get paid $500,000 right now. Yo, this is one of my favorite songs right now.
Mm. Oh, you can just play her
yo,
this song.
Yo, shout to Jersey on this one.
You could just play her this song, man.
I want she and they love them some me. I can't even speak to all of them, so I call her on the FaceTime. She gon' pick up on the first ring. Well, I got her right there on my damn finger. I will never tell her so. Oh, no, no. Girl, we grown.
Life of Gallus.
You wanna pay somebody, Shawnee? Get somebody paid real quick?
Let's do it.
$500,000 in your hand, that's the game. You gotta pay attention, fam. Every day, 8 o'clock, we got it for you. Hello. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning.
Hey.
Hey, hello. Oh, hey, yo.
Who that?
What you doing? Yo, you gotta turn your radio down and pay attention. We on the phone, son. You still listening to your radio. You better keep up.
Oh, hi. Sorry, guys. Hi. How hey, you guys doing? Good morning.
How are you? We just wondering why you calling, showing us so much love.
I'm fabulous, Val.
Why are you acting like you like us right now?
Ooh, because I'm loving y'all right now.
Right now. And why is that?
Ooh, yes. This is exactly what I needed.
Well, you didn't get it.
No,
you didn't get anything yet.
What do you mean?
Well, no. What do you mean? Why are you calling?
I'm calling for the $500,000 in my hand.
$500,000 is yours.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you guys so much. Thank you. Oh my goodness.
Yo, in this moment of us giving you $500, you love us and like us and listen to us all the time, I bet.
That's right. All the time.
Oh.
You guys make my day all the time.
Hey, listen, if we got to pay you to show us love, we'll do it. What's your name?
My name is Sonia.
Sonia, we appreciate you listening. Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Harlem.
Harlem in the building. Sonia, we love you for listening to Uptown. Everybody in Harlem, if you know Sonia... Go ask her for $5. She got it. Sonia, hang on. We got to get your information, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, we appreciate you listening today in this moment for $500. Who knows what's going to happen tomorrow? That's the thing about these contests.
Yep.
Y'all call up fronting like y'all listen all the time just to get paid. I feel used. Feels like I'm tricking almost. It feels like I'm tricking.
That's what it is.
It's tricking. Oh, feels like I'm tricking. Let's go. Laura Styles with the flashing lights.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. Laura Styles gonna put us on.
Ah, J. Cole and Kid Cudi are headlining Governor's Ball. Cudi is set to headline Friday night. Cole is closing things out on Sunday. And Halsey, she's the third and final headliner.
Yo, Halsey, what's good? Tell your moms we said what up. Halsey's mom listens to the show a lot. Remember, where we see her? We saw her backstage at Gov Ball.
You were at Governor's Ball.
Yeah. Shout out to Halsey's mom out in Jersey. Hopefully she's still in Jersey.
That's dope.
Yo, did you notice on Gov Ball, too, Shaquille O'Neal's got a DJ set? Big Shaq.
You know, I saw that. What's his alias? Diesel?
I don't know if I thought his DJ name was like Big Shaq, Shaq Diesel or Shaq D something. And y'all know he'd be out there playing like techno.
Really?
Who? Shaq Diesel.
Shaq be playing. You never seen Shaq DJ?
No, I haven't. I've seen pictures, but
Laura, Shaq has a song with our man, your guy.
Who?
Who you love to see throw cakes in people's faces.
Oh, Steve Aoki.
Yeah, Shaq is like Steve Aoki when he DJs.
They have a song together, yeah.
Don't stage dive, though, Shaq. Ain't nobody built for that.
Oh, my God.
No stage diving from Shaq. But I did see him stand up on the turntables. I was like, yo, whatever they built that with is...
How much do you think Shaq weighs?
Shaq probably weighs 350.
Yeah, 350, 375.
It's a big dope.
What? Understatement.
That's crazy, though.
The Diesel, baby.
In other news, dang. Remember we talked about this when it happened? Jay-Z and Jonathan Mannion, the famous photographer, they're headed to trial, guys.
Yeah, man.
This is getting nasty.
Hove wants to control the use of his image, and Mannion's like, yo, I took these photos, fam.
So Jonathan Mannion, for the public, he shot his Reasonable Doubt cover. And all of the, you know, the shots that weren't used, technically, I guess they belong to Jonathan Mannion because he shot them. But like Ebro's point, Jay-Z wants to control the way his image is used. And Jonathan Mannion, does sell some of his photographs.
I agree with both. I hope they work it out.
Yeah, it's a hard one.
I agree with, because if I had photos out there and I was all, I'd be like, fam, you.
Right.
But it feels like there would be some sort of settlement coming. And so this is probably what the court case is about.
Yeah.
How much Hove is going to have to pay Mannion.
Right.
So that Mannion will stop using
those. But then
it's
not a settlement. I don't think it's going to settlement, bro.
It's a payout.
I think Hove's taking it. He's like, no, I'm not going to lose this. I will not lose.
You'd have to pay for that. He's pulling a clout move. Because usually the person who takes the picture owns it, and that's what it is. He's like, but
unless there's some
I'm
documents
Hov.
Signed otherwise.
Right. He's like, but I'm Hov. You ain't
right.
Doing
and back
me.
At this time, in 96, you know, these Jay-Z wasn't a superstar.
Right.
So who knows what the arrangement was, you know? That's
there was probably no arrangement.
Exactly.
Yeah. Or so there was no arrangement.
Well, and that's why I think I used the word settlement, because there will be some terms at some point.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I don't think that there's grounds for Mannion to get nothing. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they will have to come to some terms that will be financial.
I'm just saying it's not a settlement if the
court decides. Oh, if it's already in court. Right. You're right.
It's a judgment. It's no longer a settlement.
There you go.
At your Flash and Lights report, the time is 8:57, high of 27 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
I know you're ready for the flashy lights. It's Laura Styles gonna put us on.
Ebro in the morning.
Wake up.
With Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.